A little bit weaker condition than controllability is so-called stabilizability. But before defining stabilizability, we need to define the stability first. We say a matrix A, a square matrix of course, is stable if all the eigenvalues has negative real parts. So we say, with that stability condition, we say AB is stabilizable if and only if there is a matrix F such that A plus BF is stable. Now, from this condition, we can derive a corresponding PBH test. In this case, we change the we also have two conditions. The first condition is, again, we're going to check the A minus lambda I B matrix and see if it does has full rank, full row rank or not. But now we don't need to check for all lambdas in the complex plane, but only we need to check all those lambdas in a closed right-hand plane. Because anything stable, we really don't care. Okay, any stable eigenvalues, we don't really care. So actually, all we need to check is all those eigenvalues that are unstable, that is, in the closed right-hand plane. So that gives us a second result, that is, well, the system is stabilizable if and only if for all the left eigenvectors. In this case, actually, we use left eigenvectors. That's where we distinguish where's left eigenvector, right eigenvectors. In a observability case, we're going to talk about later on, we're going to use right eigenvectors. In this case, we need all the left eigenvectors. Actually, in this case, because of stabilizability, all we need to check is for all the stable eigenvalues and unstable eigenvalues, and all the corresponding left eigenvectors are not orthogonal to the B matrix, that is, X transpose B is not zero. Then we have stabilizability.